But what do we say to Abdullah, who has no money to feed his family? As the state is now centralized and global, a more challenging opponent than in Paul's day. Abdullah, a police officer in the Sarkano district of Eastern Kunar province, said he'd missed the biometric team's visit to his headquarters because he'd been dispatched to a frontline position. Quote, I've borrowed so much that the shopkeepers have stopped lending to my family now, he said. I'm lost, and I don't know what to do, unquote, quoting an article from the New York Times. As many as 30,000 Afghan police officers fighting a bloody war against the Taliban have been denied their modest salaries for months. As the American-led coalition funding the force holds back their pay out of fear that much of it is going into the hands of corrupt leaders. The move is seen as a punishment of sorts for the leadership of the force, which has lagged in accounting for their men and weeding out ghost soldiers. But bearing the brunt of the decision are the desperate police officers, many of them pinned down by the Taliban in faraway outposts inaccessible to the inventory teams. The officers come from the poorest communities around the country, accepting the risky job for $200 a month when there are few other prospects. Each day last year, an average of about 28 Afghan police officers and army members were killed. The salary freeze hit particularly hard, Mr. Sarwari said, because it is the month of Ramadan, which is followed by the festival of Eid al-Fitr. The donors' response to repeated pleas that they release the money? You know, Mr. Sarwari said, there's a saying which goes, he who feeds you can also command you. And I've been quoting from Fearing Corruption, NATO Coalition Denies Pay to Afghan Police Officers by Ujib Mashal, Taimur Shah, and Najim Rahim in the New York Times of June 7, 2018. We must have this discussion. That we all, whatever our affiliations, have one opponent. That's what global totalitarianism means. It's consolidated us by forcing us under its false authority. But our consolidation into the true authority of love must be done by us, without coercion. Submit to biometric tagging, our most courageous, for the convenience or entertainment of the most soulless among us, a tiny 10,000 who force the rest of us to struggle to breathe under them? We have to discuss it. That to let our bodies out for use by those who, with intent and a mistaken mission of proving they are better than, commit crimes beyond the conception of most of us. We have to discuss it. That while the continuous rape of the earth under their regime of hate, the wide swath of destruction left in its wake is what Plato's tribe made. Our way of love is endlessly fertile. We but need Nicola's global communication means released from power's grip. We know what to do with it. Harmonize our gifts, coordinate our caring. We do this naturally. No coercion required of us, just the opposite, in fact. To force is to invite the power guys back, and we are so done with their orgies of destruction. So the global statesmen must fade into the night so we can start finally fully living our lives. Abdullah doesn't need us to tell him, hearken to that which is infinite and follow its guidance. He does need us to bring in the promise by spreading the word of one day global general strike is the start of it, and to form the determination to continue them until we have our freedom.